Good morning and good afternoon. Oh, yeah, good morning. Sorry. Good morning. Welcome to this video. I just wanted to jump on here real quick and give some revelation, basically, on something that I think we have been misguided or misinterpreted in the Bible so much based on prosperity preaching and, you know, basically man dimming down what God can do, when Jesus clearly says what he says in the scriptures. So I'm going to just jump into it. So many times we hear, you know, according to his will, you know, and according to, you know, God wouldn't do that, or if you asked him to do that. But clearly in scripture, Jesus says, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you will have it. Some translation says, in the Message translation, he says, in the book of Luke, when he's talking about, when he's about to heal, when he's being about to heal the man's son, keeps falling into the fire and having seizures, he says, ifs, there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen. This is Jesus now talking, and Jesus is God the Father. Jesus told Philip, when you see me, Philip, you see the Father. He said, Philip asked Jesus, after Jesus said, you know, this reveals that he, you know, the Father and I and stuff. And so Philip's like, Lord, show us the Father. And Jesus like, Philip, have you not been with me so long? When you see me, you see the Father. This is in the book of John. And he's like, have you not been long with me, Philip? When you see me, you see the Father. So Jesus is saying, okay, when you see me, the acts, the miracles, the heart of me, the personality of me, my will, my desire, this is the desire of the Father. This is the will of the Father. To heal the sick, to raise the dead, to heal blind, open blind eyes, to make sure everyone's taken care of, to make sure everyone's safe and protected and covered. He made sure his disciples did not go without food. He made sure no one was hungry. He made sure they were provided for. He even asked Peter, he asked his disciples, when you guys were with me, did I take care of you, basically? Did I make sure you guys were fed? Did I make sure you guys had everything? And Peter was like, yeah, you took care of us, right? you were with us through all these 3 years, man. 3.5 years, you took care of us. So, you know, so Jesus is making clear statement that this is a foreshadowing of when he's returned, when he's ruling heaven and earth in the new kingdom, in the new heaven and earth, that this is how it's going to be in the new kingdom. This is how it's going to be operating. People coming to Jesus and asking him for things. No, think about this. This is God in flesh. This is what it was. This is basically what it's going to be like in our time, in our generation. Instead of being back in the New Testament, this is going to be in our generation when Jesus returns. How Jesus operating and feeding feeding the 5,000 and all these things, making sure everyone in the world is taken care of. There will be no sun, no moon, because Jesus is going to be our light in the whole world. And many people get that misconception that we're going to be in heaven. No, we are going to go to heaven when the saints get murdered and stuff. They will be returned to heaven, but they're going to be there for a short time. And then they will return with Jesus, behind Jesus, when he's riding on his horse in Revelations, returning to earth. And Jesus is going to defeat Antichrist, Satan, and, you know, with just basically a word, and he's going to annihilate the whole army, Satan's whole army, and cast Satan into the fiery pit. And then he's going to descend to bring down the new heaven and new Jerusalem and new earth. This, and we will be ruling on earth with Jesus and the saints. This is a misconception. People think we're going to be in heaven forever. No, we are going to be on earth, new heaven and earth. God made heaven, earth for man. Made her man, earth for man. So this is where we will be. Now, I do believe we'll be able to transition from heaven to earth in an instant, you know, just with a mere thought. That's a whole different topic, though. Because we'll have a new we'll have new heavenly bodies, and we see how Jesus operates in his new heavenly body. He's able to appear in multiple places. He's able to go through solid objects, even though he has a physical form. He's able to ascend to heaven and to earth instantly. So that's a whole different topic, though. But anyway, yes, back on subject, we will be on earth, and back to the main topic, with Jesus answering our prayers and giving us whatever we want. So this is, I'm going to prove this misconception that, well, God only do certain things. No. Whatever. If you want to grow taller, he will do that. If you want shoes, he will give you that. If you want whatever it is according to your faith, and it will be given to you verbatim, exactly what you ask for. He will give you exactly what you ask for. And now if you ask for it in more, you know, like to exceed abundant beyond more than you ask or think, imagine, according to the power that works in us, yes, then he will do that. But he will give you exactly what you ask for. And here we go. I'm going to give the scripture. First, I'm going to give the first scripture that we hear all the time. Have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever thing you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Okay. We hear that scripture all the time. Believe. Okay. Now I'm going to go to the scripture where it proves when he says what he means. And now this is literally a chapter before that one. That was the one I just read, was chapter 11 of Mark. Mark 11, verse 22 through 24. Okay. Now I'm going to chapter 10, verse 35. Chapter 10, Mark 11, Mark 10, verse 35. Okay. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask. Whatever we ask. And he said to them, that he's in uppercase, which means he's talking about Jesus. He's talking about God. He's talking about Jesus in uppercase. So he's saying, and he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? His response wasn't, no, I can't do that. No. He said, what do you want me to do for you? Now, mind you, they asked, we want you to do whatever we ask. And Jesus' response is, and you can tell because it's in the red. It's in the red. And not only that, there's a precursor to that, that you know it's Jesus, because when they say he, it's uppercase H. So when they say uppercase H, it means it's talking about God. It's talking about Jesus. So he said to them, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and on the other on your left in your glory. But Jesus said to them, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They said to him, we are able. So Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and to on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared. So basically he's saying, it's already predestined. He can't change destiny. Basically, that's based on destiny. It's already been prepared. So that's the only reason he couldn't do it, because it's already been preordained who it's going to be. Basically, he's saying it's already been destined, preordained who's going to sit on his right hand and sit on his left. So it goes even further, go deeper, that God cannot change the destiny of what he's already preordained for his people. What's already preordained like whatever he wants you to do, whatever he preordained for us to do, it's he can't change that. It's already sealed. It's already done. Because it's already been preordained before the foundations of the world. It's already been spoken in existence before the earth was formed. It's already done. So certain things like that, he cannot undo. He cannot do. He can't interfere with, basically. It's not undo, but he cannot interfere in. So if you're ever worried about that, that's a little nugget right there. He can't change fate. He can't change destiny when it comes to things that he has preordained already. It's set in stone. But I want you to focus on that, the fact that he didn't say no. He just said he can't do it because that's something that's already predestined. Now, if it was something that was not predestined, that he already said, okay, this, he would have did it. I know many people would have looked at, well, he said no. No, he would have said yes if it was not. It's not that it's not in his power. It's just something that he can't do because he's predestined already. It's already set. He already made that decision already. Because he did acknowledge, you guys will drink you will be baptized with my baptism. You will drink the cup that I'm about to drink. But it is for those who are prepared, which means predestined, preordained for. It's already predestined for, preordained for. Which he set up for. Now, mind you, if it was something else they asked, he would have done it. He would have done it. Many people say, well, he didn't do it. You know, looked at that out. I look at it like, he would have did it. He said, what do you want me to do for you? He didn't respond, nah, I can't do everything you want me to do. He said, what do you want me to do? This is God in flesh. Instead of us praying, Jesus will be right there. And all you have to do is ask him. Just ask him. And he is God in flesh. He is God in flesh. This is literally how it's going to be when he comes back. Whatever we ask, it's going to be done for us. Now, as we're here in earth, it's the same thing. We ask in his name. We ask the Father in his name. And it shall be given unto us. You know? So, I just want to break that misconception that, oh, you can only ask certain things. If you want to grow taller, you can grow taller. And you're past the height growing age. You can grow taller. It is according to your faith. Be it unto you. Be it unto you. Jesus said anything is possible among believers. There are no ifs. He said whatever you ask. Whatever. And I think a lot of times we got that misconception from certain preachers back in the day. Like, you know, it's certain, you know, you can, he doesn't mean really you can ask anything. It's just the same. It's the same notion with they said. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Well, God is able to do anything. If you need healing, he can do it. The problem is man tries to put a cap on God when God has no caps on him. It is the cap of your limited thinking. That's the cap. Your mindset. Renew your mind. I don't want to be like Morpheus and say free your mind. But renew your mind. Do not be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Anything is possible. I want to build your faith. I want you to believe again. Believe again. Dare to believe that Jesus is exactly who he says he is. That there's nothing impossible for Jesus Christ to do whatever he needs you, that you need him to do for you. Dare to believe. Dare to believe again. Trust Jesus. Trust God. Just like you put trust in certain things, this is how you need to put trust in Jesus, but even better, because he can't fail. He's not a liar. Scripture says in Hebrew, by two immutable things, for one, it's impossible for God to lie. He literally can't lie. It's not even it's one of the things that's not in his capabilities. It's not feasibly possible for God to lie. It's just not possible for him to lie. It's not feasible. So if he tells you something, it's going to happen. If he shows you a vision, a dream, it's going to happen. If he tells you, if he whispers something in your ear, it's going to happen. If you get a word, it's going to happen. Because God can't lie. I think we get caught up in the timing of things, when clearly Jesus says, write the vision, make it plain. Though it tarry, wait for it. That tarry means you have to wait. It's going to take a minute for it. It doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means it's in the far distance. That's all it means. It's just in the far distance. He's just giving you a snapshot. He's giving you a foreshadowing. Hey, this is what's going to happen later on. And that's it. And you have to endure in the wait. It goes back to what Jesus was saying, how the seed was sown on good ground, solid, good ground and stuff. And how the birds, the air, then the roots, snares, and got caught it up, but you know, and all that. It goes back to that. You receive the word. Now you have to endure. You have to protect it. You have to guard your faith. You have to guard your faith. You have to guard your heart and make sure the world or circumstances doesn't snatch that word from you. Doesn't snatch your faith. Doesn't snatch that word and make you cause to doubt God. Because that's all what the enemy wants to do. That's all he wants you. He wants you to question God. And questioning God is a form of doubting God. I don't care how you sugarcoat it, how you twist it and turn it. Questioning God is like doubting God. The same thing in the garden, what Satan did to Eve. But did God really, if he inception in her to get her to question, did God really say that? That's it. He just wants you to question, which is just a form of doubt. Not even leads to, it's a form of doubt. Questioning is a form of doubt. It is a form of doubt. If you are not questioning, you are not wavering. You are on the solid rock. Like, no matter what anyone says, you're like, nope, I'm sorry. I know what I heard. This is what God said. Like, no matter how anyone tries to put their input, no matter how they try. Nope, I'm sorry. Nope. I don't believe that. I am been persuaded that this is what God is going to do. You cannot give me no ifs or buts. I have conviction on this. There's no doubt in my mind that this is going to happen. You cannot persuade me to think otherwise. And there's this part of it. You cannot have any other ideas in your mind, Jesus says in translation to Mark 11:23. That's a different translation. Don't have any other ideas in your mind. You have to have no doubt. No doubt. Zero doubt that God is going to do exactly what you asked him to do. So, just trust him. I know it seems hard, but trust him. You just accept that God is who he says he is. He is exactly who he says he is. Right, I'm going to get off there. I hope this word was encouraging. And that don't put any cap on God. I hope this builds your faith, you know, to some measure. If it added faith to you, just believe. Dare to believe. Dare to believe that Jesus can do all things. Okay? With that being said, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful weekend. Until next time.